T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now, we want to talk about recycling. Yes. From the view of a city that is impacted by these recycling fees, Matt Knickerbocker just got reelected as first selectman of Bethel for the sixth time. He was appointed to the Speaker's Blue Ribbon Commission on recycling. Matt, first off, congratulations.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you very much, and good morning to you.
What exactly is the Blue Ribbon Commission on Recycling? What is your charge being on that commission?
Well, our charge is to try to figure out how to deal with the rising costs of recycling. As your listeners may know, China stopped accepting recycling material from the U.S. a couple years ago. Most people didn't know that that was a huge market, that most of the stuff they put in the blue bin didn't really go to...
around here.
Recycling in the area. A lot of it was shipped over to China, and they don't take that stuff anymore, and that has upended the market. The market is no longer profitable, so it's a real problem for all towns, not only Connecticut, but in the U.S.
Hey, Matt, at that time, before this happened, were you making money off it? Was the town making money off recyclables?
Many towns were, yes. In Bethel, we didn't. We are part of a coalition that handles it a different way. But some of the major cities around the U.S. had seen their revenue stream go from hundreds of thousands of dollars to the positive to complete reversal, where it's costing them $250,000, $500,000 to handle recycling. So it's a real reversal.
How does this turn itself around, Matt?
I'm sorry, what's that?
How does this turn around? How do you get this? What are the steps that that your commission will take to try to turn some things around?
Well, one of the major issues with recycling is glass. Glass is heavy. Some of it is recyclable. Much of it is not. It is a contaminant that actually devalues other things that could be sold into the recycling market. So one of the goals of the Blue Ribbon Commission is to look at what we call the bottle bill. As you know, there was a bottle bill up last year. It didn't pass. There were some problems with it. So the speaker would like to bring all the stakeholders into the table and really hash this out and come up with a method that can take out that material, capture the stuff that does have value, and then increase the value of the remaining material, and then that could restore some profitability to the market.
Matt, are you mandated by state law to recycle?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you can't
have to. Yeah, we have to have some kind of service for our residents, whether it's a municipal service or a local recycling center that, like a mom and pop style drop off. But yeah, that's a requirement in the state of Connecticut.
How much has this affected Bethel?
It's a little hard to pin a number down. We have done some work on that. Bethel does not have municipally supplied curbside recycling. It's privately contracted out.
Oh, really?
We believe over the past year it has reversed the flow of money to the tune of close to $200,000.
Yeek!
It's a big number. Now, it's spread over all of the residential and commercial customers. Those prices go up over time as contracts expire and new ones are signed by homeowners, but that's a real number. It's expensive. We got to solve this problem.
Well, and you know, everybody. I mean, recycling is such a big deal now. The company that we work for, Entercom, has this one thing where recycling is the main project, is the big project.
Right.
And it just seems so strange that we've talked about it and talked about it for so long, and now it's become an issue. It just something doesn't click there.
Yeah, that's right. The state went to, like most of the country, went to what they called single stream recycling years ago. And for a long time, that worked. There were always problems with it. There were always some things that had no value, but there was so much value in the other stuff that it still worked for all the stakeholders in the waste stream, you know, the haulers, the material handlers, the shippers, all that stuff. And now since China stopped accepting that stuff, it's a supply and demand situation. The prices of recyclable material on the open market have plummeted. So the economics just stopped working, and that's what we have to solve. But there is some hope, though, because not only is things like virgin glass very highly valuable. Wow. And that would be things like beverage bottles, food jars, things that are very pure. Also, aluminum is highly recyclable.
Right,
100% of aluminum cans can be recycled, and it takes 95% less energy to reprocess an existing can than it does to make a new one. So if we can figure out how to get these things into the right angle of the waste stream, we can restore some profitability to the market and still do the right thing for the environment.
Yeah, we were talking to Ken Dixon yesterday, and the reporter and columnist, and he was saying that the other thing that is kind of valuable and can be marketable is like, how can I say this, virgin cardboard that hasn't been wrecked.
Yes, that's true. And the big challenge there is when glass gets mixed into that material, it wrecks the value of the cardboard.
Oh, good.
Nice.
That's why we have to get that stuff out of there.
That's pleasant. Let's talk about one other thing that doesn't have to do with recycling, and that's obviously yesterday we got hit with our first big snow. How much did you get in Bethel?
We got about 5 or 6 inches.
Nice.
We didn't get enough. Yeah, not as hard as some of the other parts.
So, but that's plowable, and we've talked a lot about the fact that towns are being impacted by the start of the snow season. If we get a lot of snow this winter, how hard is it going to be for your town because you haven't gotten any money from the state yet?
Well, we're hoping for a turnaround there. I'm out at the CCM convention at Foxwoods yesterday and today, and the governor paid us a visit, and he promised that those funds would be released on December 18th. So I'm looking at very hopeful that that's just in the nick of time situation, that we will get the funds that we need and all the other towns will.
Yeah, it's not unlike it was with recycling, which now is a money-losing proposition. You spend a lot of money keeping the roads maintained.
That's true. That's a major part of the winter budget.
All right. Well, thank you for coming up. Were you just getting in from the tables? If you're at Foxwoods,
I'm not a gambler.
Oh, good. You're like me. Although I gamble every morning coming in here, taking my life in my hands.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Come on.
That.
All right.
Hey,
well,
thank you very much for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Hope to again. We haven't had him on Mayor Monday yet, have we?
He's good.
I like this guy.
I think we should.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.